Do you have any plans this weekend? Well, if you don't, stop what you're doing right now and tune in, because this is the story for you.
Morgan Fisher unpacks two of the best women-run places in Adelaide to have a coffee or a drink with the gals.
It's been a long week of school, work or study. You are exhausted and all you have in mind is the weekend. Friday rolls around, thank God it's Friday, but you still have no plans. Eager to get the squad together and do something fun around Adelaide, you start to do some research. Places you've gone before, places you wouldn't mind trying, and places that you know are a definite no. But you still find yourself stuck and are at the point where you're wanting to give up and have a boring Saturday night in watching Netflix. If you're sitting there thinking, oh my God, I can relate, then don't go anywhere, because girl, I have got your whole Saturday sorted. It is not only important to spend time with your girlfriends, but to support local women-run businesses. So tell your squad to clear their schedule and get ready for the best weekend of their lives. Well, hopefully. Starting the weekend off right, you need coffee. This is a given. The best way to start the day is filled with caffeine. And with a jam-packed Saturday, trust me, you're going to need the energy. But your first stop is much more than just coffee. Summertown Studios is a beautiful, curated and multi-faced retail space. Coffee cart, co-working and events business run by the well-known Porch Sessions team, Shani and Sarah. The unique shopfront and creative studio located down Somerton Park encapsulates an aesthetic perfect for the gram. And a bonus for the girls, it is a walk away from Brighton Beach. When first approaching the old warehouse, you will encounter De Grot Cafe Co., a van set up out the front providing coffee and their famous Portuguese tarts. Making your way through the open garage door, you are presented with products provided from a range of small businesses that are given a shelf space throughout the shop. Racks of new and vintage clothes sit across from the potted plants for sale. Jewelry and pots from small markets are thoughtfully laid out on the trestle tables, as are selected books and vinyl, so you are sure to find something you'll like. On the other side of the corrugated back wall, you will find a second space that is provided for co-working. This features individual desks separated by bookshelves for long-term residencies, as well as a long table with single seats available for hire for those looking to set up for the day. Alongside this space is an outside area that runs parallel to the co-working zone, offering visitors and co-workers alike a place to hang out and listen to any live music or events that are set up. So, girls, I hope you are now obsessed with everything Summertown Studios has to offer. Enjoy your morning lounging around out the back, soaking in the sun, with your new vintage shirt you just bought, coffee in hand, getting up to date with all the gossip, and giving Craig the dog lots of free pats. Affordable coffee and good vibes. What more could you want to start the day? But it's now 12 p.m. and time to move on. With a chilled out morning, you and the girls are keen to pick up the pace and get something into your bellies. You make your way into the city and a modern renovated building with hints of historical charm catches your eye. Once stepping foot into the building, you are immediately presented with the sound of groovy music, gossiping and laughter, the clinking of drinks and the smell of amazing food. Greeted with a big smile from staff, you know then that you and the girls are in for a good arvo. Spark at the Whitmore is not your ordinary brew pub. Strong on values, driven by passion and striving for equality, this place provides awesome vibes and is a perfect place to enjoy a few drinks with friends. Female founded and led, this pub, restaurant and bottle shop is well known for their award-winning 100% natural brews. And at heart, they are a social activist enterprise that fight for change and want to raise awareness and funds for important social issues. From black IPA to ginger beer to hard lemonade to pale and red ale, Spark cover a range of different brews, giving the option for people to cling to their faves and try new drinks. One way that Spark portray their beliefs and values is through the branding of their alcoholic drinks. Each brew has a question on it that relates to one of Spark's values. For example, the apple cider is all about sexual consent. With the question, "Hottest sex tip ever," written on the can, it displays the raw truth of safety. And if you aren't ready to ask, you aren't ready to play. Covering all important and relevant topics, other drink labels focus on asylum seekers, racism, gender equality, cutting down on single-use plastics, and saving the bees. These cool, colourful, and unique cans stand out from the crowd and put a mark in such a male-dominated industry. They are also sure to be a great conversation starter in any group setting and are a great way to raise issues around important subjects that aren't usually discussed. discussed. Overall, this Pink Floyd Nano Brewery is a great place to gather with the girls to chat about life, enjoy a meal and a beer. And I guess the boys can visit too. In such an inclusive environment, you are sure to meet someone new, learn more about society's core values, and get some pretty fab pics for the gram. So go out and try these new places. Support women-run businesses around Adelaide and have one too many drinks with the girls because you deserve it.
Morgan Fisher with the best female-run businesses to visit on the weekend.
So, get your squad together, put on a cute outfit and go have fun at either Summertown Studios or Spark at the Whitmore. Because like Morgan said, you all deserve it. And for all the boys out there, you definitely aren't excluded. Grab your mates and go get a coffee or crack a frothy because gender equality, am I right?
These places sound great. I'll definitely have to go visit soon.
Yeah, they do. Speaking of, where do you usually go with your mates to hang out, Sharon?
We have our usuals, but we usually can't go past a good time at the Elephant. What about you?
Oh, nice. I've been there a few times, but the gals and I love the Cranker. Anyway, are you ready to hear a fun fact about women?
I sure am. Let's hear it.
Did you know that South Australia was the first state to give women the right to vote in 1894?
I wonder who was last. Are there any places where women still don't have a right to vote?